what's been your favorite moment on tour so far?
This tour or ever?
Well, first, this tour.
This tour, you know, we just played in Philly the other night, and Philly was like, when we were first starting out, it was never really very good for us. It was sort of, we would play small venues and a couple people would come, and I guess because it's so close to home that, you know, it was sort of hard for us to bring people out in Philly, so we didn't play there for a little while, and then we went back like a month and a half or so, and I mean, the place was packed, and then we went back on Thursday, we were there. And there was like, there was, you know, three times as many people as there were the time before. It was completely packed. So, I mean, that was sort of, it's refreshing to see things grow and see, you know, on like a grassroots level and see that we were there a month ago and there was this amount of people and you come back a month later and there's a lot more people. You know, that's kind of the idea of what we're trying to do. So, that was pretty cool. It's like, you know, and also that, I think either that day or a couple days before we found out about this, iTunes gave us they named our album the best rock album of 2011. So that was like sort of
nice.
A couple really cool things within a couple days.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That was a big deal for us.
And what about overall, in the 8 years you've been with this band, what was your favorite tour moment?
There was one show one time, this one always just kind of stands out for me. We drove from, where were we the night before? St. Louis? Yeah, we were in St. Louis at this place called Blueberry Hill, the Duck Room. We played a show there, and then we drove straight through the night to Chicago to play Lollapalooza, and it was on my birthday. So we played Lollapalooza on my birthday. It was the first real good slot we'd had at a festival. And, I mean, we didn't know what to expect. We didn't know how many people would like us. But, you know, we were all exhausted. We'd driven straight through the night. We were deliriously tired. It was my birthday, so we were having a good time. We got up there and played, you know, a pretty good slot on the BMI stage. And there was probably 8,000 to 10,000 people in front of our stage. And it was, like, at that point, far and away the biggest show we ever played. And it was, like, it was, I don't know, it was, for us, it was just a great, great show. And, you know, it was my birthday, so we were celebrating and the whole thing. And we drove straight from there to play this thing called the Download Festival in Camden, New Jersey, which was, like, right next to our house. So, you know, we went home the next night, too, and all that stuff. And so that was a pretty memorable little stretch of time right there.
What year was this in?
This was 2009, or maybe 2008. I'm not sure. It all kind of blends together.
Which part of touring do you hate about touring?
I mean, touring's hard, just in general. Like, I mean, you don't really, I don't complain about it to any of my friends or anything, you know, because, I mean, it's, the fact of the matter is, we get to travel with our friends and have a great time and play the shows and do what we love, and it's a blessing to be able to do it. It's really a great thing for us, but anyone who says that it's easy is full of shit. I mean, we don't sleep much, you know. We're in this little van, there's 7 of us, sometimes 8, you know, traveling in this little van. You don't get to sleep in the van, you know, you're loading all the gear yourself, you don't know where you are, you know, you're playing the shows, you get sick because you're eating like bad all the time. It's hard to find places to eat healthy, which, I mean, we like to eat healthy as much as we can, and it's hard to find it out there in the road. You know, sometimes you get out of a show, it's 2:30 in the morning, you know, your choices are Taco Bell or Wendy's, you know. So, I mean, it's hard. You feel like crap all the time, you know. So, I mean, touring in general is just, it's difficult, you know. We small hotel rooms, we're stuffing way too many people into these little rooms, you know. But, I mean, it's the price that you pay. We've been doing it for a while, and we're really working for something that we really believe in. So, I mean, you know, we don't complain about it. We don't necessarily, you know. It's not easy, you know what I mean? But we love to do it. We're hoping to work our way to a point where maybe we can, you know, have another hotel room so we can each have a bed maybe, or like, you know.
You're on your way, definitely.
A bus, hopefully, you know. But, yeah.
Describe the van for me.
It's a 15-passenger Ford F-150.
Nice.
It's silver. We tow a trailer. It's generally not the cleanest of vans. We try to clean it whenever we can, but, you know, It's, I mean, lots of times it's just a lot of us sitting there either listening to music or talking and, you know, yelling at each other about different things and, you know, cracking jokes, making fun of each other and all that stuff, you know. I mean, we try to have as good of a time as we can, considering what we're out here doing, you know, like essentially fighting for our lives, you know.
Definitely.
So we try to sort of make it as light as we can, yeah, when we're traveling, because, you know, it's hard. It's like you're either going to laugh or you're going to cry. We try to laugh as much as we can.